is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro & Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Civil rights, the rights of citizens to political, social freedom and equality. Mr. Figaro, there has been 8 major civil rights acts. Why are we still unsafe on the streets and in our homes? Why does the man suppress our votes, don't promote us on the job, or don't hire us, period? Will this ever change?
Good day, good day, good day. Figaro here, Brian Figaro. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And the never-ending story of the violation of our civil rights continue. We see those who die with the camera. We see those who don't die. We have people who should be promoted on their jobs. They're not promoted. Not because they don't have the intelligence or the experience, but because they are a person of color. We are last in, first out with all the major corporations, whether it be in Manhattan, Wall Street, Main Street. We are treated like nothing. There are laws for discrimination. There are laws that say, hey, you can't just kill someone. That's criminal law, not civil rights law. And those laws are not enforced. So enforcement is an issue. In New York City, we have the most segregated school system in the country. Here we have a Democratic mayor, a Democratic governor, but we still have the most segregated school system in the country. And education is supposed to take us out from poverty so that we could do better in life. That cycle of poverty continues because we get lip service. So when you look at the President of the United States of America, KKK Russian Trump, making racist remarks on TV, on his Twitter feed, whatever, it tells you about America. Many, many years ago, I was arrested by Sergeant John of the 83rd Precinct. I called Internal Affairs, I called 911 before he came on the scene. When he came, he said, I'm going to teach you a lesson and put you through the system. He had no respect for the law. Eventually, he was fired from from the 83rd precinct because of sexual harassment of other officers. But whether it be the court system or fellow officers, they do nothing. They didn't care if I was a lawyer, a doctor, whatever. It is all based on skin color, and for immigrants, an accent. But they have accents too. Everyone has an accent. The issue in America, the issue in our community, is the enforcement of laws. The issue in our community is that we have elected officials chosen in our Black and Hispanic community by white people. So, for example, the Working Families Party, that has no Black and Hispanic major presence in their party, and they call themselves the Working Families Party, but they are not a Working Families Party. They choose for the main part or work with people in our communities, taking their money for those elections as a business and putting people in power, in office, that are Black and Hispanic, but they do not qualify for the job. And how do we know that they do not qualify for the job? Well, these same Black and Hispanics, for example, in New York City, they condone the most segregated school system in the country, the New York City public school system. They did nothing when Bloomberg was stopping and frisking Black and Hispanic at historic rates. 1,900,000 was unconstitutional. These elected officials, Black, Hispanics, liberals, Democrats, what you want to call them, because New York City is a democratic city. How could we take all of this? And what is our elected officials doing? Nothing. Then Bloomberg had the audacity to apologize and want to be the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. And you saw Black pastors coming on TV from very large churches in New York City, here in Brooklyn, all over, saying that they forgive Bloomberg. It is not they who have to forgive, it's God who has to forgive. All these people, according to the Bible, according to the Torah, according to the Quran, they are all sinners and should be in hell. Are we going to wait for these people to go to hell, people like Bloomberg and others? Or are we going to start protecting ourselves now? Are we going to use our right to vote and question those people about what they're going to do for us in terms of the enforcement of the laws? So enforcement, my brother and sisters, is what we lack. Leadership is what we lack. Next year, the city council is going to turn over by 35 city council members. What are you going to do? How can you get elected? What is your agenda going to be? One of the few people in Congress that speaks our language is the Bronx representative, AOC. And she talks about immigration issues. She said, look, you're sick, still go to the hospital if you're undocumented. Don't just stay home. But then, because of the COVID-19, we are all dying. Are we dying because we have underlying diseases? And those underlying diseases has been there for decades in New York City. And mayor after mayor, they did nothing. Democratic mayors also, and the current mayor. It's not the Republicans in New York City, New York State. It is ourselves to blame. We do not go out and vote. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, they died to have us have that right to vote. And we take it, we disrespect our leaders, the people who acted. And when they acted, they died. Marcus Garvey deported back to Jamaica. Why? Because he spoke about our economic reality, that we should own businesses. But when you turn on the TV, who's the civil rights attorney, quote unquote, that you see? A white man who really don't care about our community, making millions of dollars. And where does that money go to? How many people work in those white people law firms that are black lawyers or brown lawyers? So we also have a hatred for ourselves that needs to end. You know, people talk about the hospital that's used to COVID-19, but it's our people taking care of our people. And some of the things that I'm hearing from nurses and others in the system, it's sad how we treat our own during this virus crisis that it is now and it continues. When I walk downtown Brooklyn and I see brothers in the street without a mask or just congregating doing what? I'm saying, damn, they're going to take that virus to home to their parents. So again, love for ourselves. We have to love ourselves. When we look in that mirror, we should say, damn, black is beautiful. Brown is beautiful. And when we have to make our leadership accountable. These leaders that we have, one, is not put into that position by us, even though we think so. So we are manipulated as to how we vote. We don't do proper research. We don't look at the candidates list and say, okay, and this is in the Democratic primaries, not in the November election. In New York City, you win in June. June 23rd is the primaries. In November, everybody wins their position because all Democrats win in November in New York City. So there's no real race in November. And one of the reasons also is that the Republicans really don't care about New York City. If they cared, they would do something. They would run liberal candidates. But they are a party that decided that, you know, to hell with black people, to hell with brown people. We don't want them in our system. We will starve them to death. We will give them the worst of medicines, even when they have health insurance. Let them die. And that's what's happening now. We are dying. So every time a brother is killed, whether it be Gardner in Staten Island or the new brother with the knee on his neck, or whether it be Michael Griffith, who ran into traffic, died decades ago because a white mob was running him down with a baseball bat, or Yusuf Hawkins. You know, you could go on and on and on of all these tragedies in our lives. And when you hear millionaires, black men scared, Paul Pierce, Boston Celtics, he spoke about it recently on The Jump, a show about basketball. He says that when he's in his car, he's scared because the first thing these officers see is black. And then the other issues, we come out from Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America, and we think we're different from African Americans. No, when people see you, they see a color. They don't see a country. And if they see a country, they're going to think, damn, maybe he here as an undocumented person. Let me take advantage of him. Let me violate his civil rights. So what we have to do is understand that this system is going to be like it is for a long time. Because even our allies, even our major party, the Democratic Party, is doing nothing. And we are speaking specifically about New York City because this is our city. This is the city that we are dying disproportionately because we have underlying conditions. This is the city where the New York City public school system is underfunded. Black and brown schools get less money than other schools. This is the city where, as I said, we are segregated. Kids are getting psychological issues in high schools because, hey, why are we segregated? Who's going to help us? Well, the teachers union is not helping you. The public advocate, Germani, he's not helping you. He probably doesn't even care. He probably doesn't even know. Right now, he's doing fundraising so he could be mayor of New York City next year in the races. And what? What did he do as public advocate? What did he do as a city councilman about these issues in our community? Nothing. So he did nothing as a city councilman. He did nothing now as a public advocate, and he's going to do nothing as the mayor of New York City because he's going to be the black puppet for white by white liberals. Similarly, we have Eric Adams running for the mayor next year. What is his track record? What has he done for our people? Telling our young men to pull up their pants. The young men is not the problem. It is these officers, and you are Captain Eric Adams in the NYPD. So you have an eyewitness view of how the NYPD operates. What have you done where police misconduct is concerned? Nothing. What have you done about New York City segregated schools? Nothing. And if you are supposed to be a high-powered Democrat running for mayor of New York City, if you did nothing before, can you do anything in the future? And we have to talk about our leadership, our Black and Latino leadership. We have to have people who will go in there and the promises that they made, they will deliver. But more importantly, they have to tell us what they're going to do. What is your approach? How are you going to address these issues? Well, for example, New York City public school system, what we need to have is first come, first serve. No zoning. So anyone could go to any school in any neighborhood and we just have to do what? Have more yellow buses on the street. Desegregate by having open enrollment. Are you going to support open enrollment, Jermaine Williams, who wants to be mayor next year? Are you going to support open enrollment, Eric Adams, next year? And then we have the comptroller, Stringer. What is he going to do? He was on TV, CNN, and he talked about his mother with the virus. And God, you know, bless her soul, she passed on. But the hospital that his mother went to, he was talking to the doctors and nurses. He said that on CNN. We can't even get the bodies of our deceased in these hospitals. They are piling them up in, you know, in trailers. U-Haul trailer, U-Hauls. We are like nothing as in the system when we die. And did the governor say, let's take some of these people upstate New York? No. Did he say, let them private hospitals take them in? No. And the mayor of New York City closed the city down too late. We have fools for leaders. Mayor de Blasio basically is complicit in all the deaths here in New York City of these people at the hospital. A lot of these hospitals wasn't prepared for these people. Why? Because they thought it can't come from China. And who brought it from China? Not Africans, not Caribbeans, not Latin Americans, people from Europe. White countries that Trump won here as immigrants. So the same white people that he liked is the one who brought the virus to America here. And as we move forward, we will understand. And we're talking about the mass murder of our people in New York City. Why a mass murder? Because, and what they want to do? They want to give immunity to the hospitals and healthcare centers. Is it age discrimination? They're saying, okay, some of these people are too old, let them die. Some of these people's underlying conditions, let's get rid of them. They're Black and Hispanic, so why have a sense of priority? We continuously are treated as if we are nothing. And if we accept it, if we don't change our leadership, then we have a serious problem. And this will continue, and it has continued for decades, decades, centuries. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Our number is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. As an attorney practicing civil rights, I work with the Abner Louima case. We work with a case where the first drug enforcement agent in the history of New York State that was arrested by the district attorney's office, that was because of our advocacy. We work on civil rights issues. But what happens when people of color law firms have the ability to, you know, negotiate settlements, litigate, what have you? What do? We run by the master. When it have Black businesses, restaurants and what have you, what do? Do we support them like we should? When we're on the job and we see another person of color not being promoted, do we help them? when we are procurement officers or affirmative action officers. Black and brown. Do we bring black people in? Do we bring brown people in? Or are we there to keep black and brown people out of these major corporations? We talk about our monetary power. We have to use our monetary power. So if JP Morgan or any corporation in Wall Street don't want to hire us, should we boycott Citibank, Bank of America, TD Bank? How many of them are giving business loans to black businesses now? People are getting calls that they no longer could use their credit card even though they were paying on time. What neighborhoods do you think this is happening in? So black and brown people who have credit cards and they say, okay, well, you know, we know you have a credit limit. We know you pay on time. But, you know, right now we think we should lower your limit. Yeah. I have an American Express since 1997. And then they call and say, you know, we need to change your limit. So I'm saying, why? It happens to all of us. Whether you're a lawyer, a doctor, whatever. What they say is credit analysis. That's something they hide behind to say, okay, we're going to screw you. We don't really care about you. That's what they call red zoning, red lining. What's your zip code? 11203? 10469? 11236, 11207. And if you look at some of those areas that they're redlining in, those are the same areas with high virus infections and deaths. There are maps, you could look at it. So if you think that the onslaught that they have on black, brown people is going to stop, you're wrong. It starts with us. How we treat each other, how we support each other, and how we scrutinize each other also in leadership positions. So I would like Jermaine Williams to say, okay, I want to be mayor. Well, how are you going to help black and brown people? I like Eric Adams to say, well, I want to be mayor. How are you helping them? How are you going to do it? What's your plan? Who's your allies? Who funding you? Who you owe money to? Who's going to be, you know, so to speak, as they say, you know, who's your daddy? And this is the reality of our community, my dear listeners. Peace and love. And let's pray for our brothers who have been slaughtered. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions. We got answers. Our number is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could also visit us at our website, Ask the Lawyer, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
If you believe you have been the victim of a civil rights violation, you most likely have the option of filing a lawsuit against those responsible for any harm suffered as a result. Following are a few things to consider before filing a lawsuit for a civil rights violation. Civil rights focuses on an individual's civil liberties. Civil liberties are personal, natural rights guaranteed and protected by the Constitution, both state and federal. Examples include freedom of speech, freedom of press, and freedom from discrimination. If you believe your rights have been violated, call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, ask the lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.